Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for June 2nd in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is hour one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. The supreme law of the land, ladies and gentlemen, is the Constitution for the United States of America. It seems like we ought to obey it once in a while. You know what I'm talking about? Also, I want you to understand that we still believe that the checks and balances in the Constitution could be applicable if we, the people, would take it seriously. We could insist on those checks and balances and demand accountability. When folks violate their oaths of office, we could toss them in jail. That's what we ought to be doing, ladies and gentlemen. When governors across the country pretend they have legislative power, I'm telling you right now, they ought to absolutely be removed from office for criminal activity at the least and prosecuted for criminal behavior. Would be my recommendation. Welcome to the broadcast. Hard-hitting talk at your fingertips. It all starts now. We first start with a recap of yesterday's broadcast. We had our guest on, Kirk Cosby, was with me both hours, by the way. Discussions of all things liberty. His website, localhoneyman.com, if you want raw honey delivered directly to your door. We also talked about a California church wins again. Governor Gavin Newsom ordered to cough up $1.35 million. Dollars for shutting down worship. Randy Soto, Patriot Project, writes that piece. Matt Staver, Liberty Council, our good buddy, defending the good pastor, Mr. On, I think is how you say the name. And you know what? God bless those who are standing up for liberty. These governors are out of control. See, Newsom should not only be paying a bunch of money, but it shouldn't be the taxpayers to pay. Newsom should be personally responsible for his flat-out violation of his oath of office. Why should the taxpayers pay when this thug goes out of control and violates his oath and becomes a criminal, literally leaving bars and strip clubs open while he shuts down churches? What a shame and a disgrace on this guy. Out of control, folks. Governor Gavin Newsom not only should be recalled, but furthermore, he should be criminally prosecuted for his activities. I'll tell you that right now. Wow. Atheist Society official Seth Mahiga, I think is how you say his name, resigned after announcing that he found Jesus. Well, that's wonderful news. I sure hope he's genuine in his belief in and testimony of and commitment to our Savior, even Jesus Christ. In a major shift, China, the communist nation, will let couples have three kids. The government's trying to handle an aging population problem. Yeah, the communists have been murdering babies for generations, ladies and gentlemen. And they primarily murder the females. So now all the guys are growing up and, well, they don't have anybody to marry. They don't have anybody to follow God's plan with. They don't have anybody to procreate with. And the government's created such a crisis now they're going to allow two babies and now three. I'm for welcoming children to the earth, and I'm for the procreative process ordained of God, no doubt about it. I'm just not sure I agree with the communists' reasonings. See, if you go study the Communist Manifesto, ladies and gentlemen, you will clearly understand they don't really believe in one man, one woman marriages, partnering as husband and wife, men at the head of their households, a biblical marriage where man follows God, woman follows man, right? Kind of an idea. They don't believe in that. What they want to do is just have people get together, have sex, make babies, and then raise labor to the government. See, that's what the communists are into. All right, we don't share anything in common with them when it comes to liberty. They act like tyranny is the only answer. We believe in liberty. We believe in God. They're a godless society. Now, I'm not attacking the average person that lives in China. They don't even know any better, most of them. They've never lived under a freedom-based society. They don't understand it. They'd throw away freedom if they were given freedom tomorrow, just like half of America sadly would as well. It takes study and it takes understanding and it takes living in a free society to fully embrace the principles of freedom, to understand that you can fail, but that's where success lies as well. Agency is core, agency to follow God Almighty and acknowledge there's something above government, and that is God Almighty and our Savior Jesus Christ. See, there's a big understanding, a big learning curve there. But make no mistake, we're a God-based society. And I know people are turning their backs on God. I know. But I also understand, you know what? These communist nations are godless societies, and the contrast couldn't be greater. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, or whatever the guy's name is, said continued mask requirements for public transportation are more about respect rather than science. So let me get this right. They lied to us for over a year, claimed it was a science. We said it wasn't. They said you guys are peddling fake news. We said you guys are dishonest in your narrative. And a year later, he says it's respect, not science. Well, if you want to respect someone, why don't you respect their agency and their ability to research in a transparent, open society and figure out what we think is best and respect our right to choose based on our own research? The free market dictates that we can think about it and research it and in an open, transparent situation, getting all the facts that we, the people, can make our own decision. Pete, you're going to respect my decision? Or are you just going to stumble and fall on your sword on this whacked out narrative for Fauci that says, oh, I got to wear two masks even though I've already been vaccinated? Rand Paul calls it out as theater. Fauci fights back, but 2 months later admits that Rand Paul's right. It's not science at all. The six-foot science rule, let's debate that, how scientific that is. We could go on and on and on, Pete. You're dishonest in your narrative, and you got caught, and now you're forcing to tell the truth. It is not based on science. It's based on your dishonest, manipulated, warped, psychotic version of respect. In other words, if we agree with you, there's respect. If we disagree, or if we take actions different from your tyrannical, lording over us all agenda, then you somehow think there's a lack of respect. Well, I think you ought to respect the law, sir. And there is no law that forces anyone to wear a mask. It's the wrong branch of government exercising tyranny, and they ought to be thrown in the clink for it is what should happen. All right, COVID deaths plunge after major world city introduces ivermectin. Authorities create a home treatment kit for 22 million strong population. Yeah. A plunge in hospitalizations and deaths, two studies found. This happened in Mexico City. We've been telling you that ivermectin is the answer for a long time. The government mocks us, laughs at us, ridicules us. Never mind, doctors in America are saying that it's the answer. Never mind that other countries have multiple studies proving that it works, that it's safe, that it's effective, that it's inexpensive, that you don't need your government, that it's time-tested, proven. Never mind any of that. Pierre Corey, well-known doctor, testified before the Senate about it. But, of course, now they just ridicule and trash the credentials of Dr. Pierre Corey. What a sad tale to tell. California Cafe, good news, trying to now charge patrons $5 if they wear a mask or if they brag about vaccines. Another sign said, throw your mask in the trash and receive 50%. Off your order. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not really for that, but it is kind of funny. And I will say this, private sector companies can do a lot of what they want to. CDC investigating cases of heart inflammation after COVID-19 vaccinations. Yeah. National Vaccine Information Center with that piece. So now the CDC, while they tell you these safe and effective vaccines, they're not even vaccines, they're experimental gene therapies. But in addition to that, they say they're safe and effective, but they lie. Now they say they're heart problems. They say there's blood clots. Women are having problems with their normal cycles. It's tampering with their procreative power. This is satanic on steroids, folks. And they run around and say it's safe and effective. And how dare you speak out against their narrative? What, in a year we'll find out we were right and they were wrong once again? Write it down. I'm predicting it. They're out of control, folks. We also talked about this interesting concert promoter in Florida. People who are vaccinated get a big discount. Those who are not vaccinated pay 50 times more than the rest. Yeah. I guess it's $999 if you're not vaccinated. They reduce the cost to $18 if you are vaccinated. Oh, man. All I'm telling you is this. The definition of the deep state, folks, is when they have to force you to do something that you would not normally do otherwise because it's against your better judgment. Yeah, that's what you're seeing all over the country is they create lotteries and handouts and incentives and money. And I mean, it goes on and on and on of what they'll give you. It's almost like everybody wants to be a vaccine prostitute. It's crazy town. Hour two of Liberty Roundtable Live yesterday. Sorry to go on so long about this, but it was an award-winning broadcast, big time. Hour two, we talked about Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida is being slammed. They say now that he's forcing cruise ships to take unvaccinated passengers. Yeah. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says, hey, I'll fine cruise ships $5,000 per person if they mandate vaccines and say you can't go on the ship if you're not vaccinated. But now they're saying that Ron is the one forcing the cruise lines to take non-vaccinated passengers. So it's a big old interesting detail of how you report the news. So Ron's the forcer now. The other guys are into freedom. See how dishonest that whacked out narrative is? I mean, they're crazy. Thoughts from Troy. Kurt talked about a guy that emailed him. Troy refuses to purchase raw honey from Kurt Crosby because they disagree on politics. Wow. There you have it. I think we ought to learn to be kind enough to one another and agree to disagree agreeably. I think we ought to have respect for people's views. If Troy believes Kurt's wrong and Kurt believes Troy's wrong, can't they just leave that alone? 50% of Maricopa County, Arizona ballots have been counted, according to the Epoch Times. We're not even close to getting to the bottom of the vote fraud, are we? A Virginia public school board member voted against a proclamation on Tuesday against the Pride Month narrative, saying that parents should teach kids about sex, not government school. Amen to that. Quick pause. Sam Bushman live.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Live and on your radio, ladies and gentlemen. Hard-hitting talk at your fingertips, as always. Final story yesterday we covered. Sorry this recap's taken so long. The children's series, it's a cartoon series called Blue's Clues, released a music video on YouTube Friday featuring drag queens, transgender children with breast scars documenting their I don't know what you want to call it, but surgery to try to pretend they're the opposite sex. And same-sex couples celebrating Happy Pride Month. That's all going on. Of course, they're going to ban folks like me and you and everybody else from YouTube because we peddle propaganda, they claim. While at the same time, they promote this perversion that's just absolutely whacked out, satanic, psychotic. I mean, it is insane. Anyway, yesterday's show is still available online at libertyroundtable.com, lovingliberty.net. spread the word, tell your neighbor. Hopefully it's educational, hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. All right, we transition. News the networks refuse to use starts now. Becky Akers with me both hours. Becky Akers is a freelance writer. She's been literally writing for almost everybody you know, but she appears on Liberty Roundtable as well. She's also an author. Hailstorm, one book about Nathan Hale, one of the greatest patriots ever known to man. And And Abducting Arnold, the other side of the Benedict Arnold story you probably haven't been privy to. Revolutionary new novels, buy them before they're banned. Search for them by name. BeckyAkers.wordpress.com is where her website is if you want to check out her blog and more. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live. Becky Akers, welcome back.
Thank you, Sam. It's always a pleasure and a privilege.
Before we get going for today's topics, do you have anything you want to comment on regarding the summary of yesterday's show?
I loved your speech against masks and against the respect masquerading, both as respect and as science. This is so typical of Marxists. It's exactly what you said, Sam. They define peace when they talk about the international scene as absence of disagreement with their Marxism, and they define respect now on the domestic scene as absence of disagreement with their Marxism. Plus, the science, quote, was never there. That's why they shut down dissent, because they can't prove their worldview. And you know, it's very interesting about Marxists, Sam. They always shut down dissent because facts don't, not only do they not matter to Marxists, but they are actually inimical to Marxism, because Marxism is an unrealistic philosophy. It tries to say that we can make our own utopia here on earth apart from God. It denies the existence of God. And because it denies that fundamental fact of reality, it denies other fundamental facts of reality as well, such as the fact that a man is born a man, he can have all the cosmetic surgery he likes, and he will remain a man since every cell bears the chromosomes for a male, okay? All of the surgery in the world doesn't alter that basic fact. Same thing with the idea that all of us will work according to our ability and will be happy to receive payment in accordance with our needs. That's a fundamental facet of Marxism and what our government is currently trying to implement. But of course, this goes against human nature. No one of us works for an amorphous collective good. We work to advance ourselves and the people we care about and the issues we care about. We do not ever, no one, not Marxist, not non-Marxist, no one ever works just to promote everyone. He works solely for his own benefit and that of his family. The beauty of the free market is it takes those individual efforts and turns them into a benefit for the collective whole. But Marxists deny all this, and that's why when you hear the latest Marxist rant, you just sit there and roll your eyes and say, how could anyone believe this hogwash?
Well, it's because the American people are not acquainted with or grounded in the basic subject of liberty. They don't understand the principles of liberty and individualism. They don't understand the idea that government is out of everything in your life, that we just want to be left alone. They don't understand that I have a relationship with God. And you know what? There's very little need. You would say none. I would say very little need, which, you know, hey, we're so close. Let's work on getting us as close as we can and then debate the differences later. But we would say that we don't need government. If we're God-fearing, God-commandment-keeping individuals, there's very little need for government at all. It's only I would say, stop the tyranny folks from filling the vacuum and trying to lord over the rest of us. That's sadly happening already, would be your point, and your government hasn't stopped it. And to some degree, that's hard to argue against as well. Nevertheless, I submit to you that people are not schooled and grounded in, educated in, the proper understanding of the principles relating to their liberty is the real problem, Becky.
It is, yes. Most Americans have lost sight of what government's purpose is, and the Declaration of Independence defines that purpose very eloquently. To secure these rights, governments are instituted among men. What rights? The rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, which is a poetic way and a very eloquent way of saying, you pursue whatever seems good to you, so long as you don't interfere with anyone else's ability to pursue that. That is, government's only function is to protect that triad of rights, okay? But most Americans now think that the government exists to make everything fair, that it exists to redistribute income, that it exists to make everyone pay their fair share, that it exists to equalize outcomes, to take care of us in our old age, to educate the children, to basically interfere with every single social or public aspect of our lives and guarantee the outcomes and make sure that they are what Marxists want. Okay, and that's one reason, Sam, why you'll always see an enormous totalitarian government where Marxists are concerned, because what they are trying to achieve, a utopia that defies reality, and utopia there is in quotes, is a communist dystopia in actuality, because they are trying to achieve things against nature, against nature's God, against human nature, they need a totalitarian government that can enforce this on those unfortunate and miserable enough to live under communism. Okay, they need a totalitarian government that will force you to work to the extent of your ability and that will force you to be content with getting just your basic needs met and, surprise, surprise, in a communist dystopia, not even those basic needs get met. I think we've all heard the horror stories of the lines in Soviet Russia when it had full-fledged communism going and how people would get up at 2:30 in the morning to go and wait in line for 5 or 6 hours for a loaf of bread. And many people testified their entire day was consumed with just getting basic needs met. So anytime you have a communist dystopia, you are always going to have a huge totalitarian government because it goes against human nature, and you have to have lots of enforcers to compel people to act against their best interests.
Not only act against their best interest, but to turn to God for guidance. They want to compel us not to turn to God. Also, what they want us to do is turn to government instead of God. This is kind of like the Tower of Babel, or some joke, the Tower of Babel. Discussion all over again, whether it's build a tower to heaven, that's a symbolic reality of every other discussion under the sun. Do you turn to government when you don't have money because of a outbreak of illness? Or do you turn to God and say, please heal our land and protect us, Lord? It's a matter of who you turn to, really, Becky.
And you're absolutely right, Sam. Karl Marx set his system up as a deliberate parody of Christianity in the hopes of destroying Christianity. He was a Satanist. He worshipped Satan. He was very above board about all this. Many people know that famous quote, but I believe it's from Lenin, that religion is the opiate of the masses. That was absolutely Karl Marx's idea. He just disdained the Lord. He hated him. He swore to destroy Christianity. We all need to realize that that is what has come to our country.
Hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, Becky Akers on your radio. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The world's biggest meat supplier is hoping to have nearly all of its plant back up and running on Wednesday. Computer networks at JBS were hacked over the weekend, causing some locations to shut down. Secretary of State Tony Blinken will continue meeting with Central American officials during his two-day visit to Costa Rica. Blinken in Costa Rica to discuss the root cause of immigration.
The irregular migration that we're seeing doesn't just affect the United States. It affects virtually every country in the region. What we need to hear from our partners is a shared commitment with us to address those root causes.
Blinken in Costa Rica, since President Biden tapped Vice President Kamala Harris to oversee the immigration crisis in March, the vice president has not yet been to the U.S.-Mexico border. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Recently, Facebook announced its ban on former President Trump, but promised to review the ban in 6 months. Now, Newsmax wants to know if you think Trump should be back on Facebook. Vote in Newsmax's national poll and let us know your opinion. Just text the word North to 39747. That's North to 39747. It takes just seconds. Make your voice heard. We'll share poll results with the 30 million people who watch Newsmax TV. Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. It's already the fourth largest cable news channel in America, with great recent guests like Donald Trump, Mike Huckabee, Franklin Graham, John Voight, Alan Dershowitz, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Mike Pompeo, and so many more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If your cable company doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. So vote now in the Newsmax poll on Facebook's Trump ban. Just text North to 39747. Let Newsmax and America know your opinion.
The organizers of tennis's four Grand Slams are pledging to address player concerns about mental health. This after four-time champion and number two player in the world, Naomi Osaka, pulled out of the French Open, citing anxiety about talking with the media and long bouts of depression. Osaka was fined $15,000 for skipping out on reporters. As the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues, the Biden administration is ending another Trump-era policy.
The Biden administration has formally ended the Remain in Mexico policy for asylum seekers instituted under the Trump administration. In a memo, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas officially ended the policy Tuesday, which had forced asylum seekers to stay in Mexico while waiting for their case to be heard. President Biden had ordered a review of the policy on his first day in office, but was expected to end the program as promised during his presidential campaign. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, Becky Akers on your radio. We're talking about the principle of liberty. The fact is people simply don't understand their liberty. Therefore, it's about impossible to preserve what you don't understand. Remember, if we're ignorant, we'll never be free. Understand that fundamental reality check, ladies and gentlemen. And as I mentioned before the pause, Becky didn't get a chance to finish. It's really a matter who you turn to. You know, the tyrannical thugs, the Marxists, the communists, the socialists, whatever word you want to use, it all leads to tyranny, nevertheless. But they want you to turn to them for guidance, for protection, for we need to be turning to God Almighty. That was the Founding Fathers' view, and that ought to be our view as well. Becky?
Oh, absolutely. It is no accident, Sam, that every totalitarian dystopia is atheistic, and every free country has a thriving church. So history is replete with all kinds of examples of this. But if we think that we can get away with trusting government instead of God, we are sadly mistaken. Government brings taxation, and it will never be satisfied. It will take more and more and more. It brings war, as Randolph Burns said, war is the health of the state. Murder, abortion, mayhem. Okay, so if you are trusting in government, that's what you're looking for, and that's what you can expect.
Sad tale to tell, but reality check rings true, ladies and gentlemen, every time. All right, I want to move to a different subject, but I think a very closely related subject. You know what? When tyranny is upon us and the people push back, you know, what the mainstream press in bed with government wants you to believe is anything you do or say that challenges the deep state, which is we're going to force you to do what we want because you won't do it willingly, or the communist narrative, which is reject God, turn to government, or the socialist narrative, which is communism light, or the Marxist narrative, which is nothing more than a unique man's approach to communism, twist by an opinion of a Marx, of a Karl, or of a somebody, to where, you know what, it doesn't matter whose narrative it is. It all comes down to it's God's narrative, liberty, versus Satan's narrative, tyranny, and how quickly you rush to one or the other, okay? However, I digress, except to say, the headline says members of the Oath Keepers could soon be getting plea offers from federal prosecutors for their involvement in the January 6th, they say, Capitol riot. Now, Reuters News Service has the piece, Becky, but here's what I find interesting. The article goes on and tells you how evil the Oath Keepers are. They tell you that prosecutors previously announced that they've uncovered new evidence that shows Oath Keeper militia members were planning to carry out violence during the event, according to Reuters. However, that's the only line that makes you believe there's more there. They use militia to try to ratchet up the rhetoric. They say we have evidence, but they don't tell you what the evidence is, etc. They say the coordination allegedly goes to the top of the Oath Keepers group. Okay, allegedly, they have to put that word in there to be truthful. They say our posture is going to be that we're posted outside of D.C., awaiting President Trump's direction, Stuart Rhodes said, according to the Department of Justice's court filing. So they make it sound all big. They say we wait for the president to give us orders. We want him to declare an insurrection and to call us up as militia. They say new Oath Keepers indictment just dropped, adds more names, provides more details of planning and coordination. Worth the read, the article continues. But ladies and gentlemen, then the narrative starts to fall apart when you dig into the reality. Think of the headline for a minute. Members of the Oath Keepers could soon be getting plea offers from federal prosecutors. Over a dozen defendants' lawyers. There are 16 involved here, 16 Oath Keepers, but over a dozen. I don't know how many that is, but they want to say over a dozen. They don't want to tell you that it might be 15 out of 16, right? But over a dozen lawyers previously told Reuters that they'd received plea offers, but they had rejected them because they believe the terms were excessive. The other 12 indicted Oath Keepers have pled not guilty. So far, there's only one guy, John Ryan Schaefer from Indiana, has pleaded guilty and agreed to cooperate with federal officials. They say with prosecutors, but there you have it. Now, here's what I find fascinating, and we'll get into this with Becky Akers in great detail. I want to spend a lot of time on this article because it's very interesting. Why, if you've got more evidence and more proof and more documentation and your evidence is beyond approach, if you're a prosecutor, why would you start out by offering a massive plea bargain deal? And why would the attorneys say it's so abusive, so hostile, so excessive that we're simply not going to go for it? Over a dozen of them have already said, we're not going for it. We're not guilty. This is totally bogus. And answer is because what they're trying to do is put fear into panic into them. And the government is admitting flat out up front, this is my opinion, Becky, want to get yours. They have nothing, Becky.
Well, from the get-go, every single thing the Marxist lapdogs in the media have said is a total lie about January 6th, okay? We did indeed have a coup, but it was a coup from the left. I am not a Trump fan. I want to preface all my remarks by saying that I am not a Trump fan. I disagree with him profoundly on a great many issues, but anyone who is fair-minded, who will look at the evidence of the election can tell clearly that it was stolen. There was massive fraud from the left, from Democratic legislatures, from Democratic governors, from Democratic county clerks that forged ballots, that falsified returns. So there definitely was a coup. The people in the Capitol, the Republicans and conservatives in the Capitol on January 6th were there to protest that coup. And naturally, the Marxists have turned that around, as they always do, and made of it a complete lie. They've tried to say that these people were attempting to overthrow the legitimate government. No, they were attempting to prevent a coup of that legitimate government. That they would now have to lie, that they continue to lie, that they continue to insist on their propaganda, should surprise none of us. That's what Marxists do. They're offering a plea deal. I think that they, Sam, that the reason they're doing so is I think that they dramatically over or underestimated the pushback that would come. The more they insist on their propaganda, the more people are turning against it. I think that there's been an international outcry, too. I just read yesterday about another country. I don't recall if it may have been Russia. In fact, it was a country that doesn't really have a history of liberty. I do remember thinking that, even if I can't remember details. But at any rate, someone in this country's government strongly protested the American gulag that is being set up, where they are keeping the January 6th folks who are imprisoned, unjustly imprisoned, who are political prisoners, in fact, keeping them in isolation, keeping them, from contact with their families, their lawyers even. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that comes out of a banana republic. So the fact that they are now spinning their wheels and backpedaling and having to admit, as you say, Sam, that, they haven't got anything on these people and they're going to have to release them. So they're going to do plea deals. I mean, this is nothing but an attempt to save face. I think they're worried about getting juries to agree that these people did something horrific. They didn't. Everybody knows that. It's as clear as day. I also think that the image abroad is taking a severe tarnishing from this. So I believe that's what's going on.
Becky, I look at this, though, and I say the only time government offers plea deals like this is if they really don't have enough information on the back end to prosecute, to really get to the bottom of this thing in a meaningful prosecutory way. Okay, otherwise, they don't let you off the hook. They don't give you the benefit of the doubt. Let's talk about that when we come back. I'll give some examples and some points and tell you the rest of the story in the article. But you got to read all the way down to the bottom to get the facts, in my humble two cents opinion. It's worth what I'm charging you, I guess. But nevertheless, Becky Akers with us, incredible author. Abducting Arnold, the other side of the Benedict Arnold story. And Hailstorm, a book about one of the greatest patriots in America. Becky returns in seconds on your radio.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Why don't we say to the government writ large, that they have to spend a little bit less. Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, Becky Akers on your radio. We're talking about this Oath Keepers scenario. And what fascinates me is the government, along with the media, are ratcheting up how evil these insurrectionists are. Okay? But you're finding that they don't really have a whole lot of evidence. So at first they said it was an insurrection. It was carried out by thousands. Well, there was literally almost probably a million people at the rally that Donald Trump had, or the speech, or whatever you want to call it. Then people went to the Capitol, and maybe 100,000 went to the Capitol. No one's telling you real numbers, so it's very, very hard to put reality to this. But then they said, well, you know, hundreds broke into the Capitol. Now they say the top number of people they've arrested is like 400, but most of them are being let go left and right because most of them didn't breach the Capitol, didn't cause any crimes. But now what they're trying to do is focus on members of the Oath Keepers. They say could soon be getting plea offers. Well, now there's 16 Oath Keepers that they've, quote, indicted or whatever you want to say. The problem with that is that they're offering plea deals. Why would you offer a plea deal if you had solid evidence? The answer is you would not. Okay, over a dozen defendants, lawyers, previously told Reuters they had received the offers but rejected them because the terms were incredibly excessive. The other 12 Oath Keepers have pled not guilty. They have pleaded not guilty. So think about that. We're saying we're not guilty. And, well, now listen to this. So far, only John Ryan Schaefer from Indiana has pled guilty and says that he'll cooperate. But pleading guilty never goes well, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just telling you right now. And I'll give you an example of the Ammon Bundy case here in a minute. But the headline also in the next article says this, which I find very interesting. Charges dropped against New York man. His name is Christopher Kelly, by the way. Arrested during the January 6th Capitol riot. Jack Davis, the Western Journal with the piece. And here's what happened. The government and defense counsel have discussed the merits of the case, and upon reflection of the facts currently in front of them, currently known to the government, they say dismissal without prejudice at this time serves the interest of justice, according to CNN. Now, I don't know why you would say the facts point to releasing this guy, but what does dismissal without prejudice mean? Let's talk about that in just a second. But here's the deal. Politico's reporting says they've got a comment from an official source who indicated the charges may have been based on a fault assumption that Kelly entered the Capitol building. So now it turns out they're even having trouble proving that this guy even entered the Capitol. In its reporting, CNN noted that the Justice Department has been indicating that is trying to bring many of the Capitol incursion cases to close. What do you mean incursion? Capitol incursion? That would usually mean some kind of a plea deal to avert a trial, CNN noted. So now we're getting, well, the guy wasn't in the Capitol. We're going to talk about Capitol incursions. What's a Capitol incursion? Becky, they are grasping at straws, and I'll continue to make the case against them. What the heck is a capital incursion?
Yeah, that's jargon and gussied up exaggeration to incite feelings and to incite hatred against people who are so criminal-minded they shot videos of themselves committing their crimes. Now, I don't know about you, Sam, but if I were going to go rob somebody, I wouldn't have my cell phone turned to camera. And if I were going to murder somebody, last thing I'd be doing is taking pictures of myself doing it. Yet all of these capital rioters and insurrectionists and terrorists, I've actually even seen that applied to them, all these folks were busy shooting videos of themselves. And the FBI has frequently bragged that it apprehended so-and-so because of the video he himself took at the Capitol. I'd also like to point out that the Capitol is open for tourists. And all these oath keepers that went inside were doing so because they were tourists and they were looking forward to taking pictures of themselves in the Capitol of the United States. So this is just sheer malarkey. It's an attempt to deal politically with conservatives who are utterly opposed to Marxism and who have made that very clear. So these are political enemies of the current administration. And that's what's really going on here. It is an attempt to silence them and to intimidate them and to get them to shut up. So, and my heart goes out to all of them, because even if they are exonerated now and even if they walk away from this, think of the living hell they have suffered the last few months as the usurper's administration has played with them. And the gentleman who pled guilty, again, my heart goes out to him, because here's a guy looking at having his life destroyed by an illegitimate Marxist in office. And, you know, he was trying to defend the country, trying to defend a legitimate election. It's very tragic.
It's tragic indeed. And only one person, John Ryan Schaefer, he's the one that pled guilty, but he's foolish for pleading guilty, by the way. Charges dropped against Christopher Kelly already, ladies and gentlemen, and they're just getting started. Now, listen to this, though, detail in the article, which really tells the tale, in my opinion. The Government and Defense Council has discussed the merits of the case, and upon reflection, think about that reflection word for a minute, of the facts. Think about that. Reflection of the facts in the case currently known to the government. The government believes that dismissal without prejudice at this time serves the interests of justice, prosecutors wrote in a filing according to CNN. Now, let me break this down for you. Do you know what without prejudice means, people? Let me explain to you what that means. If it's with prejudice, it means that the government can't come back and file a new case. You're done. You're free. It won't go against you on your record or anything else. That's prejudice. Without prejudice means, yeah, we're going to let you go right now, but understand that we can come back and file another lawsuit. In other words, they're trying to dishonestly create this double jeopardy, but have you give permission by agreeing to the plea or agreeing to the deal or dropping the case to where they can just leave the door open against you forever and avoid double jeopardy reality? Okay, this is dishonest as all get out. They know they don't have a case. The evidence is clear, offering plea deals to the 16 out of the 400 they've claimed that were guilty of breaching the Capitol. Now they're down to 16 oath keepers. 12 of them say, we're not dealing with your plea at all because you're too excessive and too abusive. And the government says, yeah, we're going to drop this other case. Yeah, we're going to have to let this go with prejudice because, you know what, we just need to somehow, I don't know, maybe we can get someone to lie about you and then we can come back and prosecute you again. We can violate double jeopardy. This is just so dishonest, so immoral, so in your face. The bottom line is the government has nothing, Becky, and they're trying to make a mountain out of a molehill on this, but they're slowly but surely losing. We went from 1 million people to 100,000 people as they went to the Capitol, down to maybe 400 that even breached the Capitol. Some of them got arrested. Most of them got let go the same day. Then case after case after case, as they drill in, there's no real evidence the government has I'm not going to say against anybody, because there might be a couple of people that they can make something stick. But for the most part, they made a big political theater out of this to try to make right-wing people or people that are supposedly anti-government or militias or whatever term they can, you know, label you with. They've tried to make a big deal out of this, and they're coming up with a big old nothing. And they know it. Now, they'll probably be able to find something to stick to save face. But for the most part, this has been a flat-out rout of the government. The reason that I mention this, and I'll have Becky give the last word next hour, we'll talk about this in more detail. The reason that I mention this as I do is because, ladies and gentlemen, they want you to believe that Becky was involved. Why? Because Becky thinks government's out of control. They want you to believe that I was involved, even though we advised against going to the Capitol, and we're concerned about it in the first place. Okay, but here's the real problem. How much can you push back against your tyrannical, abusive government officials who violate their oath of office, who abuse the citizenry? How much can you push back without becoming the insurrectionist? And how much can you push back without going to prison and jail? And this is all they've got left. And I've got news for these people. I'm not trying to make a prediction, and I'm not advocating for this, but I'm going to tell you right now, those who can't see it are stupid. Look, you are getting government so out of control, so in the face of the people, to where the people are starting to lose it. They're not going to take it forever. And for liberty to be defended, oftentimes it requires blood spill. Now, I don't want that. I'm not pushing for that. I'm not advocating for that. But I'm telling you the reality of the liberty versus tyranny fight through the history of the world. When tyranny gets too much, the liberty folks will start to stand up and blood will spill. Not because the liberty-minded people want blood to spill, but because the tyrannical thugs won't let go of power and won't stop their abuses. I mean, this is historical, repeatable 101, Becky.
Absolutely. And the Declaration of Independence also covered this when it said that mankind is disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. So you're absolutely right, Sam, that patriots will sit and they'll tolerate an awful lot. But what we essentially have now is we have a usurping government. We have people that were not elected who have seized power, just as they do in third world countries. We are facing dictatorship. Marxists do not relinquish power once they've got it. You have to fight your way. There's that very popular internet meme. And it's absolutely true that you can vote your way into socialism, but you have to fight your way out. That is precisely what Americans have done. They have voted in socialism. They have allowed, and I'm not speaking about the last election. I'm speaking about the 100 years before that, where they consistently voted for politicians who would promise to give them more and more handouts, rather than politicians who promised to restrain government. So they have voted themselves into socialism, and now that an outright Marxist has seized power, we are going to have to shoot our way out. And again, like Sam, it's not that I am advocating that. I am a realist, however, and I study history. And I will tell you that any time Marxists have seized control of a country, they are not eradicated until the people take up arms. Most countries, most serfs can't do that. Their arms have been stripped from them. And in fact, Marxists are the ones stripping their arms away. We still have our Second Amendment. We still have our guns. I urge everyone to stand firm on that hill. It is worth dying for.
And let me make this very clear. I am not advocating for blood. I am not advocating for war. I am not advocating for any violence of any kind. But I am telling you, we have a God-given, inalienable right of self-defense. And if we're forced to, we will defend our wives, our children, and our sacred honor. Let's be very clear. And all that needs to happen for peace to reign in the land is for when good people stand up, for the criminals to stop and back down. Sadly, they won't. But that is the answer if we turn to God Almighty. Hour one of the Cantu coming up with Becky Akers. God save the Republic.